You've probably heard a lot about the Cascadia megaquake, an earthquake that could cause significant damage to buildings and infrastructure in western Washington and Oregon. But you may know less about potentially dangerous fault lines east of the Cascades. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt tagged along to a research site.
Just off the highway, 20 miles southeast of Pasco, Steve Angster steps into a giant trench. In it, the USGS geologist is hoping to find evidence of a fault line. They used leaf blowers to clear the dust from the sides of the trench. Now lines of sediment are left. To Angster, they read like a history book.
So what we've found, really, in this trench is really good evidence for strong shaking.
But they haven't found the fault yet. That doesn't mean it's not here. You can actually see where the fault line might be. It's what geologists call a scarp. To the average eye, it just looks like a slight rolling bump in the ground, but it's actually where one side of the fault line has slid up relative to the other side. With the help of laser imaging technology called LIDAR, Angster can follow this bump, or scarp, a little more than 12 miles, from Wallula Gap toward Walla Walla, along the base of Horse Heaven Hills.
So everybody's worried about Cascadia, but we have a lot of faults closer to home that pose pretty significant hazard to the communities.
Angster opens up a plastic baggie.
Way too big of a bag.
And scrapes tiny bits of dirt inside. He's collecting ash from volcanic eruptions.
Still there, all right.
They hope to date the carbon to know more about when this scarp formed. They think it could date back 10,000 years.
Being that this is really close to the Tri-Cities area, we want to understand this better. How big of an earthquake can we expect from a fault like this?
Unlike the Cascadia subduction zone, the faults in eastern Washington are in the upper crust, the outermost layer of the earth. That means they're closer to the surface, and therefore closer to people and infrastructure. They may not produce as large of an earthquake as the subduction zone off the coast, but the earthquakes they can produce could significantly damage infrastructure in nearby communities. Megan Anderson is an earthquake geophysicist with the Washington Geological Survey. She says geologists know of at least 10 fault zones in eastern Washington that are 40 miles or longer.
Those are the faults that could rupture to produce an earthquake magnitude that is damaging to communities and a particular concern.
Despite all the warnings about the big one, among the largest earthquakes to happen in Washington shook communities east of the Cascades. A magnitude 6.8 near Entiat in Chelan County in 1872, and a magnitude 6.0 near Walla Walla in 1936. Anderson's goal is to one day map all the fault lines in the state. That way, geologists can provide a risk assessment for people. The probability of when a fault line in each area is expected to rupture.
That's so much easier to understand than this one fault having an earthquake once every 2,000 years. How do we prepare for that, right? How do we even absorb that in our everyday lives?
Some of the big faults geologists know about on the dry side of the state are near the Tri-Cities, Walla Walla, Chelan, Ellensburg, and Yakima. You might recognize these central Washington landmarks they formed, Saddle Mountain, Umtanum Ridge, and Rattlesnake Ridge.
All of those ridges were uplifted, all of that topography was made by the faults that lie underneath them.
Like the ridgeline surrounding the Tri-Cities, where geologist Steve Angster is studying the trench. He looks out through the morning fog. It's hard to see the surrounding landscape, but Angster knows it well.
Clear day, you could see Rattlesnake Mountain, and then we have what we call the rattles, which are those little buttes along the way.
Those buttes and the basin to the south were formed thousands of years ago from a fault geologists know very little about, but they hope to know more soon. I'm Courtney Flatt, outside Pasco, Washington.